Okay, this is a stress test live at WEAA 88.9 FM, Morgan State University Radio. I'm your host, Rick Hopton, and we're talking to Dr. LaFrances Rogers Rose, and her brother, James T. Rogers, wrote a book called Strategies for Resolving Conflict in Black Male and Female Relationships. This is the second part of possibly a three-part series. We're debating whether or not we want to come back again. Now, as far as phone calls tonight, folks, please hold your calls, if you can, until maybe the halfway mark at 7:30. We'll be entertaining calls when we come back from our break. Be patient. We want to kind of get into this book. We encourage you to sit back and relax and enjoy Dr. LaFrances Rogers Rose and, her valuable insights. Now, you talk about here in the book the rap, what we say to each other. And you hear one of the rap things that you mentioned here in the book. Another rap is how unhappy I am in my marriage. You find a lot of married men and women, when they meet, rather than say, I thought this was very interesting, rather than say, I am physically attracted to you, they talk about their bad marriages. What they are trying to do is capture the attention of the other person without being honest. We want to explore that a little bit.
Okay. What we're talking about really is a process. When we talk about the properties in a relationship, we're talking about a process. How do you move from A to D? And how do you proceed? Now, the process could take place in a half an hour. And that is moving from, here is someone that I'm physically attracted to. They look a way that I think they ought to look. They could be a certain size, complexion, whatever. And then you start talking to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you move on from talking to that person to the third property of what I call exchanges of goods and services,
mm-hmm.
what Milana Karenga calls the money connection. But in some kind of way, you're going to do something for somebody, and you move from there into the sexual properties of the relationship.
Is
and a lot of people go no further mm-hmm. than that.
Okay, is that the part in the book here where you say, the person goes on to say that, I have never met anybody like you before? Or I wish, my husband was like you,
yes.
Or I wish my wife was like you, we would be so much happier.
All of that is a part of the second stage, or the conversation, or the rap.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, the rap is not real. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the rap is...
Most of the time, you would...
Yeah, I mean, it's just a move from
yeah.
A to B, and,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people already have a set... program. They have they repeat the same thing to each person that they meet.
Mm-hmm. The same old rap, as we say, huh?
Same old rap, and then people fall for that
every time. So it's a two-way street then. So
don't
the rap,
bother to stop to mm-hmm. see is this person real.
Yeah.
Oh, and let me just add that it's not only just men who have raps.
I definitely can agree with you.
Women
on that.
Also have raps,
and it's increasingly getting better and better.
Their raps don't sound like men raps. Women are women.
Yes.
But they still have a conversation. And that
mm-hmm.
conversation could also say, I've never met anybody like you before. Where have you been?
Or the body language.
Or I'm unhappy in my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish I'd have met you before. And what they're really saying is, let's sort of mess around.
Yeah, what are women doing though when they actually, their rap sometimes is a silent rap. You know, body movement rap, eye contact rap.
Well, all of that's game plan.
Mm-hmm.
You
and
know,
not good for.
It's not good if you're trying to establish a genuine relationship.
Mm-hmm. Or be a genuine person even.
Right. And some
mm-hmm.
people really aren't interested mm-hmm. in establishing a relationship. They really want to get from A to D.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that they just simply might want a sexual encounter. But they can't say to themselves, because we deny a lot of things to ourselves, is that that's really all that I want. But I'm going to go through the conversation. I'm going to go through doing a few nice things for him or her. And then I'm going to move on. And then part of the untruth, I guess, of what we tell ourselves is that, you know, I really did want that relationship.
Uh-huh.
But he did this or that, or she did this or that.
In terms of stress, what are we doing to ourselves when we play those kinds of games?
Well, you see, there is a certain amount of denial of self that has to take place each time you do this. So obviously you're building up stress. Because an alienation from self is a stressful situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when you finally really meet somebody that you want to have that fourth aspect of relationship in, that is, try to move into some quality of relationship, you can't do it.